created success in end time church. God's pattern of kingdom oriented success in end time church. Hallelujah. So when you say end time church, we are the one. Even we are even more than end time church. We are going to the level that the cord is about to break. But I pray for you by the power of God. You will see the power of God before everything in this world expires. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you remember last week by the special grace of God, the Lord spoke to us concerning learn not the way of the hidden. Learn not the way of the hidden. Learn not the way of the hidden. You remember? So learn not the way of the hidden. Who are they? The unbelievers. Who are they? The people of the world. Who are they? The one that haven't seen Jesus as his Lord or his Savior. But this time around, by the power of God and by the mercy of God, we are going to take this very important from the book of John chapter 17, 6 to 15. John chapter 17, verses 6 to 15. And the topic again, lean on God, not the world. That is, rest on God, not the world. Praise God. Anyone that want to be a conqueror, the conqueror that conquered the earth, the universe, or anything around him or around her, must rest on God, must lean on God, must lean on God, must lean on God, must lean on God. Whosoever that goes to the war, you remember when this powerful king died in the scripture, King Saul, when Samuel couldn't communicate him again, he had no option. What did he do? He went to a woman, she sacrificed, the one that talked to the death. So he began to communicate. What did God have for me? And the woman said, this is it. The woman now called, according to what the Bible says, he called a spirit, and he named the spirit. This is Samuel. You can ask him now, whatever you want to ask. So when you are with God, you are more than the majority. Say, I am more than the majority. What you need to do sometimes when you are with God, off your spiritual antenna totally from your surroundings. Because when your antenna, I'm talking about your spiritual antenna, peak something against the will or against the word of the Lord that he has said, you may derail. So that was why in that Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2, he said, learn not the way of the hidden. And for the hidden are dismayed at their signs, as their signs. So here right now, we're going to read the book of John 17, 6 to 15. Lean on God. Believe God for everything. Rest on him for protection. Believe him for your daily bread. Believe him for your shelter. Believe God to be your buckler. And believe God to be the one that will give unto you everything you need and anything you will need. If you believe that the Lord will provide for you all you need, say amen. Amen. So quickly, if your Bible is open there, John 17, 6 to 15, Jesus said, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Out of the world. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Praise God. Praise God. Did you see something there now? God couldn't come in human. He sent his only begotten son. And this Jesus Christ, his son, enter into the town, the suburb of the city and the city. He proclaimed the love of God. Others believed, while some neglected the good news. Amen. That will not be you in Jesus' name. So after this, he could gather 12. From 120, only 12. And when he was about to go, and listen to me, at first, he didn't tell them that I am going to announce your names and your faithfulness and your sincerity to God before I will go to my Father. He now made this known to them in front of them that this a holy one that ye did to your word in my mouth. These are the only one that dine with me. Praise God. These are the only one that face persecution with me. These are the only one that left their houses, that left their children, that left their wives and follow me. And now I want you to bless them specially. I have separated them. Even before I did, they separated themselves from the world. Praise God. He now introduced them to his Father. He said, I know that you are able to see them, but I'm re-emphasizing this so that the connection will be firm. When they get to heaven, they will see me where I am. Praise God. Look at verse 7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Praise God. How many? From where? All of the peace from God. Hallelujah. You remember when it was about my peace. Amen. And what is this peace? One of these peace, you remember the book of Mark chapter 4. When you are reading towards the end, something happened there. And what happened? Jesus Christ wanted to heal that madman of Gadaran, and something took place. The Bible says the wild wind, everything began to shake. The surface of the water was somehow, and this Christ began to sleep. He slept, and disciple shook him. He said, what are you doing? You didn't care for us. He said, I cared for you. He said, why are you sleeping? He said, you don't have faith. Do you understand now? Wind blew. Some shook, but Christ slept off. So when this Christ was about to go, he said, I left this for you, the peace. If you have the peace, shout hallelujah. If you have the peace, shout hallelujah. So verse 8, please. Listen very well. For I have given unto them the word which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou did send me.
thou did send me. Thou did send me. What's the meaning of this? If you don't believe in Jesus, you will never gain anything from him. If you don't believe in him, it's not by asking you question that if you believe in Jesus, shout hallelujah. I know many of you will shout hallelujah. No, it is more than that. Praise God. But this one now, okay, let me show you. Open, we are coming back here. Open your Bible to the book of Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Let's see what Paul said concerning this belief that I'm talking about. Romans 10:10. Romans 10:10. I'm going to read it in simple English so that you get it. I read the NIV version. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess, that is, you confess your faith and are saved. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Is it in your Bible like that? It said, with your mouth, with your heart, you believe. With your mouth, you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And when you are able to make this confession, you will be saved. You'll be what? You'll be saved. And listen to me. If you are saved, your salvation will be from your heart. From where? From your heart. Please pay attention very well. If you are saved, everyone around you will see that this one is saved. There are things that must never be seen on you. Amen. There are things that must never be seen on you. Listen to me. If you see the mad people before, what really happened to them? They will just imagine. At first, when the man or the madman or the mad woman is about to start madness, it will be on, let's say, on uniform or clothing. He will clothe himself. But the spirit will say, what you put on is not fine. Off it. Let your body be seen so that they will see the madness very well. So you just off it. Even some, you know, there are different demons in this possessed mad people. Some will say, okay, put off what you put on. The demon will tell the man, go to certain place. You will see a person spread cloth. So take one, put it on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you will now see, this one's working. You will now see that madwoman or madman. And there's a book that I read. Maybe you read the book, maybe in Yoruba. Someone spread, a person spread his cloth. No. He's at the bank of the river, bathing, and the mad man got there. I mean, have you read the book? Took off the cloth. Uh-huh. You read the book, sir? And he put it on. And this one naked, running after the father, said, madman, give me a cloth. I said, who is mad? Praise God. What really happened is this. If it's in our world today, the man will go and work on himself. Praise God. But what I'm talking is this. Your heart, if you believe Jesus Christ with your heart, you won't dress anyhow. Please let me tell the person by your side. If you believe Jesus Christ from your heart, you will not dress anyhow. If you believe Jesus Christ from your heart with your heart, you won't talk anyhow. Praise God. So there are things you must not do if truly you believe this. Imagine from 120 to 12, they were all screened. They were all screened. And the remaining 12, he told them, Don't you go the way this one went? He said, no, where are we going? For with you, there's a word of life. There's word of life. Word of life. Word of life. What am I saying is this? If Jesus Christ truly resides in you, whatever Christ spells out, you portray it. Whatever traceable to him will be found in you, because a day of justification is coming. You are going to be screened and justified. So that was why he could present the 11, not even 12 this time around, 11. He presented them to God. Say, I've taught them your word and they believed. And now I'm about to go. Let them begin to enjoy what I enjoy with you. Praise God. And if you meet with such people, they don't pray much. They don't what? They don't pray much. They don't stress before God will answer them. Look at it. Lazarus died. The first day he didn't come. Second day Jesus Christ wasn't there. The third day he didn't come. On the fourth day, to prove the scientific people that my God is powerful, is the owner of this flesh. He could remold this flesh. And now say, the Mary Martha said, assuming you are here, he will have not died. Now he stings or he sticks. And Christ said, he's sleeping. The next thing, what happened? Lazarus, when the stone was rolled, he commanded the Lazarus. He said, loose him. The Bible said they loose the napkin that they used to bound the hands and the leg and the mouth. He said, Lazarus, come forth. The Bible said, the one that died came forth. Everything, torn, no more smelling, offensive odor, nothing was affected in the body system. What am I saying is this? No matter where God find you, if Christ resides in you, the decayed life you have is able to remove it. If you believe, say amen. If you believe, say amen. The topic again, lean on God, not the world. The world will not carry you anywhere. I won't deceive you. The world will not carry you anywhere. It will just put you. And they are the one to make sure you fall. And I pray for you, you will not fall in Jesus' name. Say better amen. Say better amen. 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. And I'm not surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou did send me. 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Praise God. Look, let me explain this. Everybody look here, please. We are still reading. We complete that verse 9. He said, I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world. That's why a lot will gather. They will pray. They will stress themselves. No result. What really happened? They are still in the world. Where are they? Where are they? In the world. And don't forget, when he says, I pray for them, I don't pray for the world. He wasn't talking about the people that are not going to church. He was talking about those that heard this word but never heeded at all. Who were they? The Pharisees. Who were they? The Sadducees. Who were they? The pagans. Now said, imagine, look at it. How many population in Israel? Let's say 3 million. Let's use the one that left Egypt to justify this. Let's say 3 million. And he now said, I pray for only 11. Eh? You know, there's a problem. So, God, listen to me, please. Listen to me. God did not want us to be troubling ourselves the way we are troubling ourselves. Why are we troubling ourselves? We are far. Why are we troubling ourselves? His mind is not in us, and Christ is not with us. Look at it. He said, what shall we say then, brethren or brothers? If God be with you, who can what? And be against us. But today, how many people are against us? Praise God. Praise God. Christ will only answer the one that he can see that this one is with me. He may pray. You may pray. Hey, everybody sweat. Everybody swear. Pray very well. Shout very well. You may not see result because he hasn't prayed for you. But any man that comes to him that will surrender his life, or a woman that will surrender her life unto him, whatever Christ wants the man to enjoy, the man will enjoy. Praise God. Please get this into your subconscious mind. There are many worldly people in the church. How many people? Worldly one. How many prophecy have we heard before? It got to a time they began to criticize all these people see revelation. Christ said the judgment will start from the church. He didn't say from the world. Because a lot of worldly people, they are in the church. Worldly one, they are in the church. And who are they? You know them very well. They are serving Christ, their mind, their spirit. They are not with Christ. Praise God. They shout Jesus Christ when others will shout Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ knows it's cheap. I pray for them. I don't pray for the world. So that when I get to heaven, you will not prove me wrong, but I've said it now. I pray for the one that yielded to my word, to the word you sent me with. But I am not praying for the world. Can I quickly pray for you? May the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord open your eyes. Listen to me. Let me give you a testimony. Day before yesterday, a couple spoke with me outside here. No, I'm talking about San Nigeria. The man said, I couldn't go to work. I don't know what is happening. I said, what happened? Stomach, according to the wife who spoke, said the stomach. It's like this. Couldn't defecate. Sam, come. Call me back in the next 3 minutes. So, they call back. Before that 3 minutes, I've gotten the information that I wanted to get. And I'll say, it's something like this. Do it this way. Do it this way. Apply it. The next 2 hours, let's talk. You know what happened? After the 2 hours, before they spoke to me, the man went to the toilet. Who began to vomit. At least the wife said he vomited more than 5 times. Praise God. And he wanted to go to hospital. The Lord said the matter is not hospital. The matter is not what? It's not a spirit. It will just go there. They will give him drug. You know, easily they will offer him drug over there. I say, I don't understand you. Listen to me. What the Lord told me, the Lord is able to tell them. Praise God. If God will show me anything, he can show you. Are you not a human being? If God talks to me, he can likewise what? Talk to you. But listen to me. He will only talk to his own. He will only talk to his own. He will only talk to his own. Not everybody. I do say it. God speaks every second. If you can hear his word, you will know. Who is speaking now? Who is speaking through me now? God. Because the best and the first place to see God, you see God through his word. Amen. If you are among the people that Christ pray for, say better amen. And I say, but verse 9, John 17, 9, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, I've given you these people, and all my Adam. What's the meaning? Whatever I possess, my father, you possess it. I possess these people, you too will possess them. Adam and mine, or anything you possess in heaven, I, your son on earth, possess the same thing. That's what led Jesus Christ to the word. He says, and whatever you bound in heaven shall be bound where? On earth. Okay, everybody stand up. Stand up. Anywhere you are listening to me, stand up too. Lift up your right hand. We want to see something. But don't hide your testimony. Find something right now. Command something right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Speak to heaven. 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 Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Lord Almighty, I raise my hand up. Let them see you. Let them see the reality of their request. Let them see the reality of their request, Father. Appear to everyone. Open their eyes. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name. Everything you have will come to pass. Everything 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 will come to pass. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Sit down, brother or sister. Clap your hand for Jesus. So quickly, we are going to move fast. 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep true thy own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those thou hast given me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. That will not be you in Jesus' name. I said, that will not be you in Jesus' name. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. You will have the joy of God. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Let's stop there. Praise God, everybody. What's been of this? Okay. Okay. Look here. Look here. Raise your right hand. The Lord asked me to pray for you. You know, sometimes when the sheep refuses to follow the shepherd, the drought may beat the sheep. I speak to your life by the power of God, by the mercy of God. May you begin to see your real entity in Christ. May you begin to see your true picture in Christ. May you begin to see how Christ loves you. I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, anywhere you will stand from now on, Christ will appear. Anywhere you stand, Christ will appear. Amen. Anywhere you stand, Jesus will appear to you. Amen. Whosoever that tries you against God's will see Christ in action. Amen. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Quickly, let's go now. So, I'm going to talk about the suburb glory. Say suburb glory. Suburb glory. When Christ said, I've given you my glory. Okay, let's read now. Let's read 23 and 24. The same chapter of John. Or let's take it from 22. John 17, 22, 24. John 17, 22 to 24. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. If you have glory, say amen. Amen. If you have glory, say amen. Amen. If you have glory, say amen. Amen. Okay, let me test you. I don't know. If you know that the wicked one has taken your glory, say amen. If you know that Christ has given you glory, say amen. Amen. If you know that nobody can take your glory, say amen. Amen. God bless you. I in them, verse 23, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, and thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me, where I am, and they may behold my glory. You will see the glory of God. Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. Please pay attention now. I'm about to dive to a direction right now. That's what I say. Suburb glory. Suburb glory. Say suburb glory. Listen to me. The glory that Christ has given to you is numerous, uncountable. You can't see them, but you only made to enjoy them. We say the glory you have given to me, and one of the glories is this: you are able, you must be able to perform miracle the way Christ performed miracle. Say amen. Amen. And one of the glories is this: you must be able to feed people the way Christ fed 5,000 and 4,000. Say amen. Hallelujah. And one of this one is hard is not hard. You may not need the power. What you need is faith. Praise God. You must be able to walk on the surface of the sea the way Christ walked on the sea. Say amen. Amen. Tell me the glory you want that is not found in Christ. But what I'm telling you, I'm about to tell you, get it. You will have this when you lean on God. When you lean on God. When you lean on God. How many people are eating feces today? We do see them when they are caught. They will eat feces just to have money. Amen. It can kill just to have what? Money. And today, if you check, if you say internet very well, you will even see some that profess to be men of God killing people to have what? Money and to have fame, because fame will bring you money. Praise God. But hear what Christ said. How many of you love this? I am the Lord thy God, Deuteronomy 8:18, that giveth thee power to make wealth. Do you like that one? You like it? He said, I am the Lord thy God that will give you power. 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 It's not power to farm. Power to make wealth. What I mean about the suburb glory that Christ laid down is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. I understood this place and I understood it very well. Even when I was not in, I did tell people that tomorrow if you see me poor, ask me, mention my name, that why did you go poor? Then I will now tell you, God forbid that I've sinned against my God. I can't be poor. If you are the one, say amen. I can't be what? I can't be poor. You may be born poor, but don't die poor. Unless you are not in Christ. Do you know the God I'm serving, sir? The God that takes the poor from the grant. The beggar from the dunghill to set him among the princes. Even the princes of his own. For all the pillars of the earth, they are of God. belong to God. Amen. You know the God I'm serving? The God that is found in Psalm 22, verse 28. For the kingdom is of the Lord, and he is the governor among the nation. I can't be poor unless I'm not in him. If you are in him, shout amen. Amen. If you are in him, shout amen. Amen. Sir, this Christ, when he was about to go, now said, I don't need the glory in heaven. Please pay attention though. I said, I want to dive. I don't need the glory in heaven. I need you people to have what I have. How could a man be arrested? Is he arrested now? Or harassed? Pay your tax. He didn't have bank account. He didn't have what? I told the person, I said, do you want to have a bank account or you want to have money? Praise God. Say, pay your tax. Say, Peter, I met you where you were fishing. He said, go to the deep. The first fish open his mouth. The money to pay for my task and the remaining of you will be found there. And Peter went to the deep. Exactly. You want that God? And when he was about, listen to me, I've told you here before that what Christ put on, the raiment Christ wore when he was on earth for his earthly ministry, you will never see something like this. Where thread passes. No, you never see it. It's specially made. And he never worn a raiment or garment twice. Is your Christ poor? My Christ is not poor. Listen to me, I'm going to a place. Lean on God. If you go to the world, they will introduce you to another thing. They will introduce you. And when you are introduced, you will die on time. Lean on who? On God, not the world. When I say not the world, it means the opposite of that God is what? The world. God lives in heaven. Our God is in heaven. Psalm 115 verse 3, our God is in heaven. He doeth whatever that pleases him. So the opposite of heaven is the earth now. So where you need to rest on is heaven. So when you lean on God, when you lean on heaven, economy of your nation will not determine your destiny. Because your source will be coming from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the air. Praise God. Unto where? Sir, you can disappoint me. Ma, you can disappoint me. I can disappoint you. Or you don't know. I can disappoint you. But our God never sleeps. None what? Slumber. Lean on God. Your security in your compound may slip off. But your God will never what? Will never sleep. Didn't you see what he did at the bank of the Red Sea? And you are telling me that God is not your... Lean on God. Tell the person by your side, lean on God. Not the word. Okay, let's see now you there. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Look at what this Bible says there. For you, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, is it your Bible like that? Yet, for your sake, for my sake, he became poor. That you, that I, through his poverty, might be what? Is it your Bible like that? But I told you the other time that I can't be poor unless I'm not in Christ. How can I be poor? Listen to me. It's not in song only. It is in confession. And every confession comes from the heart. And your understanding matters. Understanding matters. Understanding. But, amen. Look here. Daniel chapter 1, sir. Daniel said, don't feed me. Don't feed me with king's portion. Give me straw. Test me. 7 days. Say, ah, if king will see you, king may kill me. He said, just test me. Didn't rely on the economy of Babylonians or Babylon. It wasn't nobody fed him with King's meat. Him, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. But don't forget something. They were more than that. That were captivated from the land of Judah. But the four of them stood up. We won't eat this. If you want God, listen to me. If you want God to feed you for your lifetime, lean on him. But I have to do. Lean on him. The world will give you what you want. Eh? But you don't understand your future better. Eh? Until God is understood by you. You don't understand your future. Okay, where are you going to? I'm going, for example, where I'm standing now, I can't see 100 meters from here because of the obstacles. I can't see 100 meters from here. But God sees that I'm going beyond 100 meters. The only distance I can cover from here down to this fence now is, let's say, 38 meters plus. But God is taking me beyond 1,000 meters. Why will a man say, come, I will take you there? I told you, that will be the last time that I will play with you because you were about to separate me from God. But if you say, don't worry, God will help me to take you beyond that pace, I can follow you because you don't know anywhere. He said, because of me. I'm talking about the suburb glory. Because of me, he decided to be poor for me to be rich. So I can't be poor. Ah, you are not saying it. Listen, one of the reasons so many people struggle, why they claim they are in Christ, is the Lord does not destroy the work of the devil in them. Praise God. One of the reasons why people struggles and they are claiming that they are in Christ, do you know the reason? The Lord does not destroy the work of the devil in them. What are the work of the devil? The work of the devil will never be destroyed until you meet one-on-one with Christ, or until you have met with Christ. And what are the work of the devil? You have them around you. Oh God, my family cares. Oh God, my family enchantment. Oh God, my family embarrassment. Oh God, you began to mention this. But listen to me, God is telling you, meet with me. You will not repeat any prayer like that. Will you meet with God this morning? Amen. When I see some people, listen to me, I will just be laughing. How will you be in church? You know, using this iPad now, eh? That's where I save my message so that I can access my message in anywhere. Because I've written on my diary, jotter, water, sometimes it messes something up. But listen to me, I stand there writing something that I'm saying. Let's say someone is preaching, and from there, you know, it's possible. I live there, enter Google, enter YouTube, watching something. Eh? How will your life change? Your life cannot change. Your life is speaking to you. Eh? You are somewhere. The world has carried you somewhere. Eh? Is it possible? He said, can you serve two masters? Let's read 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The work of the devil must be destroyed in you. The work of the devil. The work of the devil. The work of the devil must be destroyed in you. The work of the devil must be destroyed in you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The work of the devil. When the Lord destroyed the work of the devil in you, then you can claim, I am what God says I am. Are you there? He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I read again. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Is it your Bible like that? You see that work, X, is added. You can't count them. But the works can only sustain themselves in you if you are not met with Christ. But when you meet with Christ, every work of the devil will be terminated. Can I quickly pray for you? In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord open your eyes. I say the Lord will open your eyes. 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 And you will meet with him in Jesus' name. Amen. Write this down, please, where you get home. You read Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Mark the, please read very well. Mark chapter 5. Read from 1 to end. Mark chapter 5. Or you can read from 1 to 23. Look at the man. The Bible says nobody could tell the man, the madman of Gadara. Nobody could tell him. They will bound him. He will cut the chain. Fetter on the legs, on the hand. He will cut the fetter. Listen to me. He will take sharp stone. He will take sharp stone. Cut himself. Cry. Weeping profusely. And blood will be gushing out. After everything, when it is time, maybe 7 after 7 or close to 8, or I don't know precise time, he will go to the sepulchre, cemetery, and sleep. It got to a time, everybody in the town, when you see the madman of Gadara coming, you run away from him. What happened? When Christ finally crossed the turbulent in chapter 4 of that Mark, what happened to him? He sighted Christ afar off. What happened to the man? He prostrated. I love a song. I love to sing that when Yoruba. Amen. He prostrated. He now say, it's not yet my time. Say, your time has come. That's what I cross. Listen to me. Stand up. Let me pray for you. You need to meet with Christ. You may not understand what I'm saying until you meet with Christ. Amen. Look at it. The spirit, the legion in him, they were the one that raised the turbulent on the sea in order for the ship that Jesus Christ was to capsize. Christ overcame the wind. He could cross and the man prostrated. Finally, when he met with Jesus Christ, he was delivered. To the extent he was in his right senses, he wanted to follow Christ. Christ said, you can't follow me. Go and appear to your people. That if nobody could tame you, Christ, my God, can tame you. I have delivered you. Nobody could deliver your family. Lift up your right hand now. How many family prayer have you observed? Why are you still feeling what you are feeling? Let Christ made it with you. In the name of Jesus, I speak as the prophet of the living God. Christ Jesus, we meet with you. Amen. Christ Jesus, we break the fetter. Amen. Christ Jesus, we break the iron. Amen. Christ Jesus, we break anything that the wicked one planted in you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, no more usual yoke in your life. No more usual yoke in your life. No more usual yoke in your life. In the name of Jesus. You are made free. You are made free. You are made free. You are made free. In Jesus' mighty name. Sit down, brother and sister. Okay? What are you saying? I am telling you the real thing. I'm telling you the reality. Look at the woman again. When you read further, the Bible says the woman of issue of blood, with the issue of blood, the Bible says he spent everything on her until she had nothing. And she just determined, what I'm going to do now, I am going to touch the hem of his garment. I've heard of him that is so powerful. Anointing flows in him. And the Bible says, multitude surrounded Jesus Christ. The woman broke through the multitude. She could touch the hem of the garment of Christ, and immediately the blood dried. Christ could perceive it. He said, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" Before you go from here, Christ will touch you. I say, Christ will touch you. Listen to me. I am talking about the suburb glory. I'm talking about the suburb glory. Listen to me. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, not only to get to heaven. No. You will get to heaven. There were people that didn't attend church. When they were about to die, they made their confession. Someone led them to Christ. But what of you have been coming to church? You have claiming, I've given my life to Jesus Christ, yet nothing changed in your life. Not to get to heaven only. Not to get to heaven. There are things you must enjoy. I told some people, I said, we may not understand some things until we get to heaven. Because some people will be weeping while they are in paradise. I'm not talking about the one in hellfire. Because they say, I will have enjoyed this. I will have enjoyed this. I will have enjoyed this. I pray for you again. The Lord will open your eyes. So anyone that's still going around with the work of the devil and not ready to be delivered, God said, the new thing will not come to pass in his life. Write this down, please. You know everything. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. He said, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things will go. Eh? And behold, all things will be what? And the question you should ask, I don't know, maybe you are asking yourself, you remember the song we sang in the video on Friday? Eh? When we're talking about glory, you understand. You remember some people that are there. Something must be new. Tell your friend, tell the person by your side, you must have something new if truly you are in Christ. Listen, all things that should be new we elude whosoever that embrace the work of the devil. You're giving your life to Jesus. You're giving your life to Jesus. You're giving your life to Jesus. That will not be your testimony again. But they will see that truly you are in Christ. Amen. Look at me. Look at me. Please look here. If you see any man or any man meets with you and say, have you given your life to Jesus? And you have been serving Christ. Eh? And the person has crisis. He met with a person, and the person is asking, have you given your life to Jesus Christ? You should know that the person needs to do something upstairs. Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? Something wrong. Yoruba, unya kinri omo ba kama se kini. Say amen. Say amen. Quickly, please. Luke 5, Luke chapter 5, 36 to 39. Like I told you, we have two service. Old must go for new to settle. 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 You know, something happened here this morning when this thing is being there, when they are racing. A person shouted, said, it's an Ubuni man. It's an Awo. It's going to KNS, Sierra. I told my people, I said, let me call him to order. Let me call, because we don't want these people around this place unless they repent. You understand? This is church. Eh? And the person is living next to where they say it's Ubuni, it's Awo, and this. A man here, maybe living with him, called me, said, that you didn't. I want to talk. Be careful. What I wanted to do, I wanted him to face me. Do you understand now? To face me. Can you be shouting? Lift up your right hand. It's your right hand. Anybody that vowed that I will not repent until your life is ruined, may the Lord ruin that person. Amen. Whosoever that vow that will not repent, I will not leave him, I will not leave her until God called me home. Even when God called me home, and we hand over his matter or a matter to some people that will start where I ended. In the name of Jesus, may the beam of fire come upon such person in the name of Jesus. Oh God, listen to me. Amen. Amen. Listen, another glory is Christ never take nonsense. Christ never what? Christ never take nonsense. He never take nonsense. The demon begged. He said, please, let me believe in the man. Christ said, no, your time has expired. Oh, bi ni bi wole. Every evil inherited from your parents. Today, in the name of Jesus, for you've met with Christ, the evil expire. Amen. The evil expire. Amen. The evil expire. Amen. After this prayer, I'll now give you 5 things why you should lean on God. Why you should lean on God. Why you should lean on God. Are you there? Luke 5:36-39. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. The man will be called a mad person. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent. And the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. Praise God. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles. Is it your Bible like that? And be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. 38. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new. For he says the old is better. Praise God. How many miracles eluded you because of the old patterns of life? How many miracles eluded you in the previous years? Let the old go and allow new to stay. You now be seeing your God, your God, in his true picture, fighting for you, providing for you, doing what others couldn't do. Look at what he says. He said, the old bottle, you put the old wine, you put it out, you now put new wine. If you put the two together, even we have a physical experiment here. Go and put this C, Okun, and Osa together. What will happen to them? The bottle will burst. They can't stay. Osa is dirty. Okun claim that I'm clean. You can't put them together. Jesus. You know the song now? Hallelujah, everybody. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can you be serving Christ and your home? You have a deity there. We have them. We have them in some places. That's why you must be careful. They have their deity. If you want to marry, make sure you search very well. There are God supervising some families. They are Christians. But after church, maybe on Friday, they have fellowship with us. Because the hood will go, new will come. Appearance of new will make people to say, you are in Christ. Not say, I am in Christ. Do you know I am Christ now? I am in Christ. Can't you see me? How? See my suit now. Before I used to wear, you understand, Jeremiah. Now I am in what? Suit. I am in Christ. Because you are in Nigeria. When you travel, you will see some people putting on Jeremiah. According to their religion, many of them, they are putting what? On suit. Even they are doing it to Krishna. It's not what you put on that matters. This one, we copy white men. Abi, we copy white men. Even when Christ was alive, they didn't put on suit. No. We call this one our official. You understand now? I'm not talking about this one. The man in you must regain freedom from the old life. The Lord will bless you. When God says, I will do a new thing, he wanted you to format the old pattern of life for the new to set in. You format it. You know, when you format your laptop, your system, you can't see the data you saved there or the information saved there unless you copy it. I'm not asking you to copy it somewhere now. How many people say, I've given my life to Jesus Christ? You, look at me. God forbid. You, this thing, this is what I used to serve. I'm going to test Christ now. Say, Christ is powerful. You, be here. I give my life to Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Save me in Jesus' name. Amen. Christ will not save such people. You know, he sees the end from the beginning. When such hearts pray, hey, God will not do it. God will keep on torturing that man, that woman. 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. I say, oh, it is said in my mother's language. Maybe the person come from Yoruba. Oh, it is said, oh, Oshato gbemi, eh, gbemi. Yeah, I feel bami. I have something there. Anyone that claim to be in Christ, the old thing that Christ met in him or in her will be bent. Will be what? Will be what? Set ablaze. Because you will always go back to the old. You always, old will be calling you. Old will be fighting the new. Take this, let me jump. Quickly. Why you should lean on God? Why you should lean on God? Quickly. Why you should lean on God? 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 Number one, God is your last hope. Your last hope. Say, God is my last hope. Last hope. You sleep the way Christ slept. Oh God. You want to sleep. You say, I haven't done the prayer. Oh, the prophet said I should do. Oh God. Ah, the prophet said by 9. And this time is 11. Oh, will God answer my prayer now? No. Just sleep. You sleep. You don't be afraid. The terror of the night. Praise God. Say, God is my last hope. I will not backslide in Jesus' name. Because, God forbid, the devil will torture me very well. Are you there? Psalm 121, 1 to 8. Quickly, we rush. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heavens and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forever. Say amen. What do you need? If you can get everything listed from verse 2 to verse 8, you are good to go. Number 2, why you should lean on God. The word can never offer you lasting solution. The word can never offer you lasting solution. The word, they can't offer you the solution that will last.
No.
Because the word will not last. You understand? The word will not last. How will they offer you last solution? The word will not last. Fire will consume everything. Let's read. Hosea chapter 13, verse 1 to 9. Are you there? When Ephraim speak trebly, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Bar, he died. And now they see more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore, it shall be as the morning cloud, and as early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with the wild wind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of a great drought, according to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore, have they forgotten me? That will not be you in Jesus' name. Therefore, I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps. I will rend their call of their hearts, and there will I devour them like a lion. A wild beast shall tear them. 9. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. Praise God. Praise God. Do you see now? He said, Israel, you've destroyed yourself, but in me, I'm your what? I'm your help. Listen to me. Look at everybody. God provided silver, gold for them, and they turn away from their provision, which happens to be God, or their provider, which was God. And they use the silver, the gold that God provided, to make image, idol, and they began to kiss that God. Praise God. God now said, I am going to be as a lion unto them, as a beast, wolf, and I will tear them up. He now said, you can repent now before I come against you. I am the only help you have. If God is your help, say, God is my help. Say, God is my help. Number 3, why should you lean on God? When you lean on God, he will teach you to profit and lead you right. When you lean on God, he will teach you to profit and lead you right. I told you several times, you don't just launch into any business anyhow. No. You don't just become what you intend to be. You ask God. Is way there? Is there any way there? Can I go? Can I pass through that way? God now say, okay, you can pass through that way. Sometime may tell you, no, don't pass through that way. Not yet time. Not yet what? Time. If you are the obedient one, you listen. Don't love. But you have the money. You have what? The money. I've met with some people, particularly a person so close to me. She has the money to start business. I told her, don't start yet. Don't what? Start yet. Honorable came then. He said, I want to contest for House of Assembly on those states. I want to contest. A person referred him to me. I took my biro. The Lord spoke to me. He said, write four. I wrote four. He said, write symbol of plus. You know that plus. I wrote that symbol. He said, write another four. I wrote four. He said, add the two together. It's equal to what? Eight. He now spoke to me. He said, tell him, don't contest for the next 4 years. And another nurse 4 years. Making what? Tears. He said, but my mother, she's a prophetess. She told me that I will make it. And my wife too. When she dreams, I said, okay. God said, don't contest you. And he left. I said, for you to know, to confirm what I will tell you, if you contest, you will not enter. But there's a position in your party that will open. So you'll be called to occupy. He left the office, didn't call me. One day I was going to a career to look for one of a property there. As I was going, I just saw the number. Hello, hello, hello. I said, hello. He said, I'm honorable. So. He says, God is using you. Are you the one to tell me that God is using me? Tried it. He wanted to try. At primary, he was not picked. Praise God. But now, in the next election, the way has opened. You understand now? After the 8 years. After what? The 8 years. Man will tell you, I will do it. I can do it for you. Don't worry. Don't let them lead you. Ask God. Ask what? Ask God. Sir, we desperately need money here. Do we need money here? We need money. If you come, sir, with millions or with billions, and you want to give to the church, I may laugh. I may be talking to you. I'll be confirming it. Should I collect the money? Should I what? After the service, I'm going to post two songs to that the platform we created. Listen to one very well. He said, when the people give you money, don't spend it to you because they can come back and collect the money. Please, it's a Yoruba. Please just listen to the song. Please, the song will benefit your life very well. Ask what? Ask God. What do you ask to ask? Ask God. Write this down. Isaiah 48, 15 to 17. Isaiah 48, 15 to 17. Look at it. Even I have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Say amen. Come ye near to me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there I am. And now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Thus yes, the Lord. Thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. Teacheth thee to what? Is it your Bible like that? Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. One of my lovers tried so much for me. She's my lover. Spiritual person. We are very, very close. She's not here. She tried what she could do then. She paid for this, paid for that. She even renewed my passport. He says, it's this time you come. It's this time you come. You have quite a time after she spent. The people she relied on, they couldn't say, sir, please, can you just borrow me? I will return the money immediately. I had the money. Do you understand? I had the money. I know how very well we are close. I know she will return the money. But immediately say, borrow me so amount of money. When you get over there, I will return the money. I know it is not yet for me to travel. Are you here? If I'm going, I will not pay a dime. I will not what? Dime. have been entering aircraft since 2019. I don't know, maybe I've paid a dime before. You understand, sir? She will return it, but I didn't disturb her. I know that the time has not come. So, okay, I have the money. I will travel so that they will know. How many people will know? So there are times God will be speaking to you in proverbial way. You want to help me? Now I say, so I want to help you. Before I wanted to give you up and down, but now I can only provide up. So get down. please follow God. What did I say? Follow God. He will show you the right way. He will show you the right way. Even God can testify to what I'm saying now. We are not many. I know my capacity by the special grace of God. Amen. Listen to me. God forbid, though. And the deed will never come. If you are a person, just a person, I'm preaching to you. I will keep on what? Preaching to you. That's me. I will not force myself. I know where it's leading me. It will lead me very well. Listen to me, even physically, whatever you are doing, keep on what? Doing it. If you are consistent in it, your story will change. And the Lord will change your story. Number four, before the last as we pray. Why should you lean on God? God can help you bear your yoke and your burden. God can help you bear your yoke and your burden. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is what? Light. Anyone will say, what you are going to do now? Go and bring so thing. I say, hello, please, can you borrow me so money? What are you going to do? Don't worry, I will tell you later. You buy this one. You get this time, or to buy again. And time has gone. You know, God, I've come to you. God say, you will have gone far. I didn't mean you come to me at first. Things happening today. Because majority of people, they are not in Christ. Lastly, why should you lean on God? Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. I've attended to people that herbalists will tell them, go and meet with a pastor to pray for you, and they will come. I've met with them several times. There are things that devil cannot solve, and devil cannot solve anything. Whatever devil, any solution devil offers you, is coming to take your head soon. Let's read Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Luke 1, 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Look, have you heard this testimony from me before? Thank God, the guy do come here. He traveled to Ghana, an armed robber by road. Nothing on him. They were robbed. The handset was taken from him. The little money he had was taken from him. And on the day he came, I said the same thing, he testified. Looted everything, nothing on him. They left them. You know what happened? After the armed robber left, the guy put his hand in the pocket. He met 48,000 naira in the pocket. Who put it there, sir? Who put it there? For with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. The money he had, he didn't even have up to 10,000. So let me go there. If I want to die there, let me die. And see that 48 or 45,000 in the pocket. Nothing shall be impossible. You want to live long? Don't go to the devil. In Christ. Beware. In Christ. Lastly, let's read Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men that you are running after, this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Shall we rise? With men, this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. What do you want to ask from the God that can make impossibility possible? What do you want to ask? But before you ask, listen to me. If you are under the sound of my voice, you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, please quickly do. Quickly do. It's good to enjoy all what I said. And I don't want this God to stand against you. I bet you were told. Why didn't you do the right thing? I don't want you to be the one coming to church, but church does not pass through him. And church is not the building. We are talking about Christ. Christ must pass through you. Christ must pass through you for you to see all the mentioned point and statement. On your head, talk to God. Whatever you need to say, Father, I surrender my life unto you. I give my life unto you, Father. I give my life unto you, Father. And this time around, don't joke, please. All eyes closed. Talk to him, Father, save me. I used to do this, but now I will not do it again. I used to say this, but now I will not say it again. I used to do this. Anything you used to do, let something become the things of past now. Everything you did do in the past, let it become the things of the past. Talk to him, Father. Here I am, mighty Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the one who sincerely made this confession. Let the old man that do make old things repeat itself in this life, let the old man vacate in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray. Whosoever that will lean on you must come through your son Jesus. Mighty Father, as he or she determined, or as they determine to surrender their lives to you, Father, welcome them to your kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Whatever devil planted, anything that devil planted, that vow that this one will not repent or give his life or her life to you, by the power of God, it is uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask for the mercy of God to show forth in these lives so that they will prove your word right, that truly it is the best way to rest on you. Therefore, Father, to everyone that is under my voice, let the devil that do torment them disappearing in Jesus' name. I call on for new things to take place in these lives. New things to take place in these lives. New things to take place in these lives. Give them grace. Let them have your grace. I want them to be hearing your voice, seeing the visions of heaven, and you will be speaking to their heart. They will understand your voice and the voice of the devil, so they will be able to differentiate this. Let the grace be bestowed upon them. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, amen. Shout amen. Please, can you welcome the person by your side that you are welcome to new life? Welcome that person if you are not fighting that person. Say you are welcome to new life.